This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. And today, we are joined by Michael Burnick, former California Employment Development Director and attorney with Duane Morris. Are you applying for jobs, not hearing back? It might not be your fault or your resume's fault. With the hot topic of AI in the workforce, a mixed prediction for the 2026 economy, and a slowdown in the rate of job growth, the question becomes, how are employment numbers going to do in the new year? And Michael, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. I understand that you now, as a volunteer job, coach job seekers. What are you telling them?
Boy, Margie, this is the toughest job market for white-collar workers I've seen in over four decades. It is very, I look at the data. I know the data very well, but people can see with their own eyes. Anyone who's looking for a job, it is very competitive. And people shouldn't blame themselves. It's the California economy and the competition. You know, our unemployment rate, we only have the numbers, Margie, through September. But our unemployment rate in California, 5.6%, highest of all, among all states, and well above the national rate at that time of 4.4%. And our job growth has slowed dramatically in 2025 in California. We actually showed a payroll job loss of 4,500 jobs in September. So it's a very competitive environment, and anyone who's out there or anyone who's employed knows that.
What is going on here, and are there any safe haven areas in the numbers?
Well, we're not seeing, in the data, a large number of layoffs. So in terms of layoffs and discharges, we're not seeing a lot of that. But at the same time, we're not seeing hiring. It's sort of a condition of status, so that no big layoffs, but also a sharp pause on a lot of hiring. And that's for a number of reasons. One is obviously concern about the state of the California economy and the budget deficits, concern about consumer sentiment, even though consumer spending has been continued to be up. We're still seeing the impacts of overhiring done by tech firms and other white-collar firms in the post-pandemic period. And then, of course, as you mentioned, the impacts are expected impacts of AI.
What about job sectors? Are there any good job sectors? And if you could say, like, the good ones and the bad ones.
Healthcare. That's the good sector. That's been a continual sector of job growth in California that sort of buoyed the California economy in the post-pandemic period. In the most recent month, it was the one big job gainer, gained over 13,000 jobs in September. So healthcare remains the driving factor. Government had been mainly state and local government, but that's pulled back. And of course, we have the projected deficits on both the state and local level going into 2026. Social services have held up well. I will say, Margie, the private sector industries in California, business services, information, construction, manufacturing, all of those over the past 9 months have shown either modest gains or actual job losses. I was going to say, Margie, even with the overall numbers, there are, at the same time, there are a constant stream of job openings in all of these sectors.
Okay. All right. So if you can differentiate yourself in some way, I want to ask about California. California is such a big state. You know, they call it about, you know, depending upon the year, the fourth or fifth largest economy. Are there certain areas of the state that are doing better than others?
Well, you know, the Bay Area, you know, over the past couple decades has always led the state. We've been the engine of job growth. That slowed down. Now, our unemployment rates in Bay Area counties are still below those of course, the Central Valley and Los Angeles. But job growth has slowed considerably here. The impacts of tech and the spinoff impacts, have had impact throughout 2025. So our region still, if you look at the unemployment rates throughout the California counties, our region is still below the numbers of other counties, but it's higher than it's been in the other since the post-pandemic period.
Okay, so if you're looking for a job, is this the best place in California to be looking for a job?
Well, as I said at the start, it's still very competitive here. I mean, we do have, we're fortunate. We have a diverse economy here in terms of sectors. So yes, it's not the worst place. But again, I think the important thing is how competitive I see the especially the white collar labor market. And so I don't want people to get down on themselves. It's a very competitive market, and most job seekers I know are putting in 50, 75, over 100 applications. But they are getting jobs, most of them. After a period, it's just a very frustrating. I don't need to tell anyone, Margie. It's a very frustrating, dispiriting experience. But at the same time, to a great extent, it's a matter of persistence.
Okay. And then at some point, do you see this turning around, and is there a time frame for that?
Well, we'll have to see going into 2026 the impacts of the federal tax bill, whether that will generate growth and investment, and of course what the Fed does and other macroeconomic impacts. In terms of the state, I think there are some structural factors in terms of the costs and liabilities of hiring in the state that have been built up over the past couple decades. And until we address those, I think we're going to continue to have a higher unemployment rate than other states.
One final question before we let you go. What are you recommending for those who are facing these challenges that you just described?
Well, there's no simple answer. I mean, there are the common job search techniques. Obviously, it starts with networking. Try to, if you have a network of personal and professional, that's always the best way, a referral of a job referral by someone within a company is always best. And trying to get in even at a job below what you're looking at, just get into a firm. It's always easier to move up if you're in a firm. These are sort of the tried and true job search techniques that we've been practicing for, as I say, four decades. But beyond that, it's a matter of persistence. The positive thing is that even in this very, very tough environment, there are job openings. There is a lot of hiring going on. And most job seekers, even the ones I know that have put in 50, 75, 100 applications, eventually have gotten jobs.
Okay, there's your silver lining. Thank you so much. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Michael Burnick, a former California Employment Development Director and attorney with Duane Morris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.